little something between you and me. Don't cost you nothing, this one's for free.
So staying in the same area, so we're again talking about the skin, we're going to have a younger girl called Holly who has probably got eczema. So we're just going to do some red flag questions to Holly's mum. So Holly's presented with a rash and mum thinks it's probably eczema, and there's eczema in the family as well. So how's Holly and herself?
Oh, well, she's okay. I mean, it's just she's scratching, doctor.
She had any fever at all?
No.
And why do you think the... because it looks like it's eczema. Why do you think the eczema is flaring up at the moment?
Oh, I don't really know, doctor. I mean, she's had it really like this on and off since she was born.
Is there anything that might have made it worse at the moment in particular? Has she been doing anything different or...?
Not really. It's been a very hot summer, hasn't it?
Not related to any detergents that she's using or any activities that she's involved in at the moment?
Don't think so.
Nothing that you've noticed, okay. So Holly's eczema looks okay at the moment. I would keep on using the Zero Derm and the Zero Cream emollients that you've had from before, and it would be worthwhile just avoiding using soaps and using the Zero Cream as a soap substitute. So I'll give you that in a pump dispenser. But because it's flared up a little bit, it might be worthwhile thinking about other options for treatment. So we're just going to change the scenario a little bit, and we're going to actually say that there's not really much of a flare, and we've just diagnosed eczema, but it's okay for us just to use emollients. So ointments and creams are going to be enough for Holly's eczema at the moment. But we need to safety net her, or safety net her mum, as to what to do if things get worse.
Okay, so in this situation, a safety net might be something like this. So if Holly's skin ever becomes angry and really red and inflamed, it might be worth using that steroid ointment again for a few days. And you have got that at home, I think, still from a previous flare. Is that right?
Yeah, I've still got a bit left, yeah.
Yes. And do you know how often you should use that?
Just once a day, isn't it?
Yes. So usually we would recommend once a day for a few days might settle any angry skin. The other things to look out for would be as if she ever gets a very blistered-looking, weepy, very moist, angry rash, because sometimes that actually might mean it's infected.
Mm.
And, of course, if you think that Holly's unwell with that, like got a high temperature or not well in herself, then definitely ring up and we'll see her the same day.
Okay.
Don't worry, it's very rare for eczema to develop to the point where someone has an infected version or that they're poorly with it, but just in case you think that's happening, do get in touch.
Okay, thank you.
Let's hear it for our GP. Skills improving, risk removing, no confusion.